Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Matthew 16, please. Well, how about Genesis first? Go to Genesis 42, then go to Matthew 16, please. I think it'll work better like this. Genesis 42. This is the spirit and the mentality of a victim. Jacob described it really well. Genesis 42. He'd lost Joseph. And then looked like he thought maybe they're going to take Benjamin. He might not see him again. And in Genesis 42, he made this statement. Genesis 42, 36. 42, 36. Jacob, their father, said to them, "Me have you bereaved of my children? Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And you take Benjamin away. All these things are against me." This is the mentality of a victim. Everything is going wrong. Everything's against me. Everybody's against me. Nobody believes in me. Nobody really cares about me. Nobody. Now, if you will start down that path, the devil will feed it to you all night and all day. It's the path of destruction. It's the path of death and defeat. All these things are against me. NIV says everything is against me. I think, you know, now all of us have yielded to some measure of this at different points in our life. But, friend, we should know better by now. And Christians, many times, that know better. They know better. But they'll withdraw, pull away. It starts by something like, people say, anything wrong? They go, no. Everything's okay. What do they want? They want to be petted. I said they want to be petted. No, it's okay. And then go in the next room and get mad because you don't come check on them. When you're the one said everything was okay. So you're a liar. It's just a fact. Somebody look you in the face and something is wrong and bothering you, and you say, oh no, everything's fine, nothing's wrong, you're a liar. Now if you don't want to talk about it, just say you don't want to talk about it, but don't stand there and go, oh, everything's fine, oh, it's fine. Remember, just straight ahead, just look straight ahead. Amen, Brother Keith. Like I said, nobody's pointing fingers in here this morning. All of us have yielded to some of this at some point in our lives. But I think if people could see, people laying up in the bed, getting madder by the minute. You know, parents and grandparents. Well, I guess somebody could just lay up here and die. Nobody'd ever come check on me. Got 5 kids and 3 grandkids. Not one call. 2 weeks. I guess you could just lay up here and die. That is not okay. I don't care if it is grandma or grandpa. That is not okay. That is unbelief. And it is unthankfulness. It's some bad stuff, I'm telling you. It's being ungrateful. It's being unthankful for all the blessings of God in your life. Lay up there and dwell on this stuff until you act like, I got nothing to live for. Lord, I just wish you'd take me on. You lying? You lying? Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about you. Yeah. That is an insult to everybody that's ever done anything for you. What about them? Everything they've ever said, everything they've ever done, you acting like don't even exist. It's a slap in the face to everybody that's ever done anything for you to make such statements. Isn't it? It's a lie. I said it's a lie of the devil. And if people could see what they are laying up in the bed, fellowshipping with, they'd throw up for 3 days. And then they'd never do it again. Because they are some of the ugliest, stinkiest demons. This self-pity stuff. Self-pity. Feeling sorry for myself. He said, all these things are against me. Everything's against me. This mentality will prevent you from succeeding. This spirit of doubt and unbelief will hold you in a place of failure and lead you to greater destruction. Because it's against the Word of God. It's against faith. Nobody help me. Nobody do anything for me. I've had people sometimes come to me before and, you know, nobody had helped me and nobody had checked on me. And the Lord asked me when they were gone, He said, did you ever go to anybody like that and ask? I said, no. Now that you mention it. You don't have to. Well, they weren't there for me. I had a minister the other day. He was really whining. Because he had come up with this great project. And nobody jumped on the bandwagon. And he said, well, all these churches, why didn't they come help me? I said, well, who said they're supposed to? Well, it's a good project and all these churches, why won't they? I said, get your eyes off these people. Are they your source? All of us have to watch. Pastors, you can't get to go looking at your congregation. Why won't these people get in and help? Why won't they give? Why won't they do this? Get to looking at your employer or your supervisor. Why don't they acknowledge all my work? Why won't they give me that raise? Are they your source? Anytime you get your eyes on people, you are setting yourself up for disappointment. Oh, but it's freedom when you realize there's no man my promoter. There's no man my provider. No man, my prosperity, my success, I don't care. You know, like God told Joshua, no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Because see, the devil will try to tell you they're standing between you and your blessing. That old person, that old so-and-so, that old heifer at work there. I know in Alabama, y'all understand. Heifer. She's why you hadn't got your promotion. She's why you still in this low pay. No, no, it ain't the heifer or the nobody. It's you talking like that, thinking like that because you believe you're a victim. You believe I can't do anything about it. I'm helpless here, stuck in my low paying job. I'm stuck, but no, no, no. The Bible said, remember the Bible? The Bible said He takes people from the dung hill and He sets them with princes. I've had people come to me and say, now, Brother Key, you don't understand. I mean, you got money and you don't understand, you know, they came to the wrong boy. Because I grew up next door in Mississippi. With red mud between my toes. And I, you know, we didn't have an indoor bathroom. Till I was in high school, we never had a phone. We got married, lived in a 1969 Marriott mobile home with no insulation. It don't get that cold, you know, down here compared to up north. We got up one morning and the water in the toilet was a chunk. Froze solid. I said, I know it got cold last night. Felt like a dog out in the yard, man. It was driving old beat up stuff. You know what I mean? We've never thought about going buying a new part. You welded it. You tied it together, right? Duct tape. It's wonderful. It makes no difference where you're from, what gender you are, what color you are. What makes that makes no difference when you know God. It might make difference with some people, but when you know God, it makes no difference in your life because He's bigger than all those things. But you cannot yield to the victim mentality, or you'll stay right where you are. You got to look up. From being so broke, you got to look up from hurting and pain. You got to look up from feeling despair. And why, if you have to, you wipe your tears away. If you have to, you take some toothpicks and you prop up the corner of your mouth. And you say, I'm coming out of here. I am not staying in this place. God's bigger than all this. He's bringing me out. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. Nothing can keep me down. Nothing can hold me down. I got victory living inside me. And I'm telling you, God will do, He will move a million people if He has to. He will change economy. He'll change state law. He'll do whatever it takes to make it happen for you. How many believe that? It's a fact. But you can't. You can't lay in the bed and cry and feel sorry for yourself and think God's going to get feeling sorry for you because you're so pitiful and go, oh, Gabriel, Michael, look how pitiful they are. Ain't that sad? We got to, no, He is not God. Listen to me. God is not moved by needs. If He was, miracles would just be popping all over there because there are needs all over the planet. He's not moved by needs. What's He moved by? Faith. Faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be Victorious, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R203A. That's R203A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.